Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hi, Arupendu.
Hi, how are you, Disha?
Very well. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
You're back from Kolkata?
We just came back yesterday.
I got a long message from you on WhatsApp saying, Disha, Kolkata's traffic and...
I sent it to the police guys also. I said,
आपने बैंगलोर सिटी पुलिस को भेजा है, ट्रैफिक पुलिस को?
To the traffic police. I've sent it to them.
Tell us about this. What is it in Kolkata that you saw which you think should be incorporated in Bangalore?
See, they have worked out a wonderful system of closed circuit television cameras, and they are planned in a such an extensive manner that almost every part of the city where the traffic is flowing, that is covered. And whoever is a defaulter, there is no traffic policeman is stopping, and you don't have to argue with anyone. It's just a straightaway CCTV grab, which automatically generates an e-challan, and a SMS comes to you that you have defaulted in such and such place. And if you pay off fine, if you want to get it into some kind of litigation and want to go to a magistrate's court, is absolutely fine. But there, if you are found guilty, the cost escalates. And generally, nobody does that. And nobody wants to pay a fine end of the day. People break rules in India because they think that they'll get away. And it is not only in India, let's be honest.
Same Indians who go to countries where the fine is high, we follow rules. But you know what, I'll tell you, Arupendu, I had the pleasure and the opportunity of going to the Bangalore Traffic Management Center here. And you know, it is the first place in India to have an entire wall, digital wall dedicated to CCTV cameras. And you'll be surprised. There are CCTV cameras everywhere to a point where you can see the time on the guy's watch through the camera if you zoom in. Now, I think what Calcutta has managed to do is sync their CCTV grabs to the number plates of the vehicles and file an e-challan. That is the one step they've gone ahead as opposed to Bangalore, I think.
Yeah, and secondly, like my father's mobile number, that's not, updated with the traffic police people, okay. I guess. He doesn't get a SMS, but it is his responsibility to check on their website to see if he has any default. He can't go and say that I didn't get a SMS.
So if he doesn't pay the fine, then what happens?
And then, whenever he goes for his renewal of license, whenever he goes for any other work, he has to pay the fine with a huge amount of penalty. He had missed out some kind. There was a grab that his vehicle was, emitting smoke, which later on turned out to be wrong, but there was a grab. And when he went for his renewal, he was told that for the 200 rupees fine, he has to pay about close to 2,000 because he had defaulted on that. Later on, he appealed and he said, my vehicle was new, etc. And he got it off.
But another problem I think Arupendu might be in Bangalore is it's one of those cities where a huge amount of the vehicular population is not registered out of Karnataka. You'll see registrations of literally every state of the country in Karnataka. So again, I think having that database of numbers, but overall, it's a great idea through CCTV grabs if each allowance can be filed and somehow the data can be centralized of all these vehicles because they're all registered with some number with the state governments, right?
Nowadays we have the Vahan app. So even if it is registered somewhere outside, it's not really that much of an issue. And most of the number plates and most of the registration be getting into that smart mode nowadays, you and I can check up any vehicle's ownership using the Vahan app.
I think it's great when there is minimal interaction with the cops because even they can focus on managing traffic.
Police people have taken a bribe or something. You pay for it. You go on to either you pay online or you go on to one of their offices and pay. They also have their fine mailer. That was another thing I saw. If you have a default, if you have not paid your fines, you come to the fine mailer.
Mela.
And you pay off all your fines together.
That's a mailer I don't want to be invited to.
Absolutely.
No, but this is very interesting.
It really works, and a city as chaotic as Calcutta, and it's working amazing. Amazing. We were so impressed.
But you've already sent it to BTP, right? Bangalore Traffic Police?
Yeah, I've already sent that on their WhatsApp number.
And I think this year is going to be very critical, Arupendu, with the general elections coming in by May. I think the results will be out. There's going to be a huge amount of campaigning. I think infrastructure is going to be an agenda as well. So lots to look forward to. And welcome back to Bangalore. Are you enjoying the weather here?
Absolutely. Be there 10 kilometers in the morning in Cavan Park.
Welcome back. Happy New Year and catch up with you soon, Arupendu.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye. Morning number one.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. Disha.